You always have to work your way up to these things, though.
Okay, it's time to call the regular meeting of June 17th of the Taney County Planning Commission to order. Mr. Ashley, would you please establish a quorum?
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Would you please explain the meeting procedures?
The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-in sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project name will be called. At that time, you'll be asked to come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, we have the minutes from the May meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept them.
I second it.
Minutes will stand as read. Okay.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? First on the agenda tonight is the final vote on the Veterans Victory Village.
The staff recommendation on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control; B, stormwater management; C, land grading permit for all disturbances of over 1 acre; D, utility easements and building line setbacks; E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities; F, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to public rights-of-way and residential properties; G, a lighting plan showing the location, height, and other specifications on the lighting to be provided to the department; H, a traffic impact study shall be submitted to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department and the Missouri Department of Transportation; and I, an engineering public improvement plan, shall be submitted to and approved by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department prior to the completion of road improvements to Sunset Inn Road. Number two, compliance letters from the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and the Missouri Department of Transportation shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all the other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Four, a valid Missouri DNR construction permit for the wastewater treatment system, providing for the applicable wastewater flows within the Veterans Victory Village, shall be submitted to the Planning Department office prior to the issuance of applicable Division II permits. Five, the installation of sewer service lines shall be inspected by the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Six, prior to the issuance of Division II permits, the representative shall submit a DNR construction permit for a well or wells providing service to the Veterans Victory Village. Number seven, prior to the issuance of on-site land disturbance permits and Division II permits, the developer shall make the necessary upgrades to Sunset Inn Road, including the acquisition of additional rights of way along this corridor in compliance with Taney County Road and Bridge standards. Number eight, prior to the issuance of Division II certificates of conformance for all applicable structures within the development, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. Number nine, stormwater containment shall be managed via permeable paving and subsurface water detention as proposed within the submitted project description. Number 10, wastewater treatment shall be managed via a non-discharging wastewater treatment system as proposed within the submitted project description. Number 11, all common elements shall be maintained via either a condominium owners association or a corporation in perpetuity. Number 12, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. 13, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 14, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 15, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Is a representative here for this project?
There's a couple of us.
Okay. Would the commission have any questions for them?
The only thing I can see in there on this number seven, they'll have to comply with that before we can approve it, right?
Really, the staff's proposing that as a condition of the permit approval, where essentially it's approved with that being a condition that those upgrades would happen prior to issuing a land disturbance permit or a Division II construction permit.
In other words, the road would have to be in order before this project could...
I don't think we have that authority.
I'm wondering about that myself.
I'm sure we don't. I mean, I agree. The road needs to be widened, but you cannot put the burden of including the acquisition of additional right-of-way upon a developer, because there's been lots of things developed behind something that was not the fault of the developer, and you can't not hold them accountable.
Dave, we did on this animal deal right down the road from it.
Which deal says?
The one that owned the exotic animal.
What one, the zoo?
I don't think you're in compliance myself. This has always been a sore point with me. I fully agree the road needs to be wider, but the road belongs to the county. And that's putting a private developer in charge of taking care of county roads.
Well, I don't think it's right for the taxpayers of Taney County to have to pay for a road of this nature for the benefit of a developer who wants to come in and develop a piece of property.
I understand that too, Ed, but I can remember when traffic backed up 65 Highway 7 miles north of where I live, when there's going through the four-way stop down there and roads are built after the fact. I mean, you can get down that road. True, it's narrow. I know when we were talking about it, I'd haul gravel down it just about a week before and met a school bus down there in the rain. And we both slowed down and we got by each other. But it's a dangerous road. I'm not arguing that fact. But I don't know about the legality of whether you can hinge a project on this person's ability to acquire property from someone else. That's my point. Because I know there is a landowner down there that probably will not want to sell any land. And that penalizes somebody that's going through a county road to their property unfairly, in my estimation.
Well, I have to agree with Dave. I can't see us making the determination, even though it's going to cost the county money, and it, if the project goes, it's probably going to be up to us to pay that. But I cannot see us making them pay for this type of project, for the roads.
Well, in other words, if the developer is not able to come up with the right-of-way...
I don't know that it's his place to do that.
The way it's written now, the project's dead if he don't get right-of-way.
Yeah.
That's what you're faced with. And I don't think we should kill a project for that reason.
Well, we just had one north of here that had a bridge across the river, and we put a provision in there that they had to get with the county and help offset the cost, because the only reason that bridge was necessary was because of that development. Now, the county did a lot of negotiating, and as time went on, they never did reach an agreement. And as it turned out, the economy turned sour and the whole project died. But in that provision, they had to help offset the cost of building that bridge. And I don't think this is any different.
Well, I'm not against the fact that they... I'm not against the fact, Ed, that they should offset the cost to take care of widening the road and doing whatever's necessary to make it safe. That's not my argument. My argument hinges on the job or the project depending on the acquisition of additional right-of-way.
Right, and I think that would be virtually impossible for the developer to
I don't think it's legal. I don't think you can enforce that.
The county can come in and say, yeah, you need to sell this land and whatever.
At a fair market value.
And
but the developer
could not ever do that. He would just have to...
I went to a sale 2 weeks ago right there just nearly the top of the hill going out on East 76, and there's about 150 condos down there, and the road's narrower than it is out the other one, just off the highway there a little ways, that you have to go by. There is not room for two cars to meet over about 5 miles an hour. And that's also a county road. It's been my contention that roads are built as the need arises. It's always been that way, and whether I don't think we have the ability to legislate otherwise.
Bob, you got any suggestions on how to handle that number 7?
I guess, I mean, as a group, is there a consensus about concerning the right-of-way? Or is there a majority that...
We've essentially killed the project if it does pass tonight. We've essentially killed it if the developer has to try to buy the right-of-way, because it's going to be impossible.
What if the phrase including the acquisition of additional right-of-ways along this corridor was removed?
I can live with that part.
Yeah.
I can't.
Let me ask you.
It's not as good. It's not like I like it, but
if the burden isn't shared by the developer, whether it be these veterans or say another scenario, say somebody went in there and subdivided that to build homes, what's the difference?
I don't think
there is. You're still going to have the same safety issue concern. Who's creating the issue with the additional traffic? I think they should share in responsibility. I don't think that burden should fall to, even though Taney County has jurisdiction over the road, yes, we're going to help with them being in compliance.
But to my understanding, the developer has agreed to help.
Well, let's but just... Still, one of you gentlemen come forward, whoever's... Do you understand what we're saying here?
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
And to my knowledge, the developer is fully, completely expecting to help or share in the burden of improving the road. The question is, somebody made the comment last week of really the chicken and the egg, because the county commission has to be involved in this process also. So there's a question I think, maybe in everybody's mind, exactly what improvements will be required. But to that end, yeah, they are fully willing to share, at the very least, share in the burden.
Randy, when when a density study is made and a county road needs to be improved, it's always up to the county to pay for that, correct?
It depends. This, really, there should be a few studies done. What impact is this really going to have based on what they presented? What's the traffic count going to be? I mean, that would be some information that would help to what improvements would be the best as far as the road and safety issues. As far as acquiring the right-of-way, you're still going to be dealing with landowners, homeowners, mm-hmm. may or may not be willing. And if one's not willing, I could kill the project right there itself if it's going to create a safety hazard.
I do have a question, if you don't mind. To some extent, or there's... Oh, that's all right. There's some question as to the extent of existing rights of ways, at least on a portion of the road. And I know, Randy, you made the comment that the improvements would need to be brought up to new road standards. But this is an existing road?
Oh, the road has an existing 40-foot right-of-way. They have been developments along there that have been approved through planning and zoning. They automatically give up additional right-of-way on their side of the road along the road frontage for road improvements that could be done as needed at a later date. The difference in this is this project, of its size being at the very end of the road, there's no road frontage or not giving up anything as far as additional right-of-way. It's falling on the burden of the whole entire road under Tannehill County jurisdiction because you're at the very end of the road.
Right. Yeah, understandable. But you made the comment that it would need to meet new road standards. But it's an existing county road, right?
Existing county road, but it's a development that's after the road standards have been developed. So anything we're doing now, any improvements to any existing county roads, we make them comply to the new road standards that was adopted in 2009.
Okay.
No
chance of working within current.
Developer, they follow the new adopted road standards. Anything that was developed prior or concept or voted on prior to that is different.
But that new road standard only exists to the end of the project, don't it, Randy? To the outer limits of the project. In other words, when it gets on the property of the Fulkerson property, it has to meet the 50-foot wide. No deviation on the new building of roads.
Depends on how they're development. I mean, that would have to...
But it's only, the way I understand it, it's only required by the developer on the developer's property.
Yeah, that was the basis, I guess, of my question.
Not getting to the property.
I mean, would it be...
Yeah, there's lots of property that goes by the old 40-foot standard that was years ago.
But it's going to be very difficult to build the road to a reasonable, safe standard.
I'm not arguing that, but you've got 40 feet there, and it's all reasonably level there. And I contend, as an old retired road builder, that it can be done. You've got 40 feet there, and you can put a 24-foot surface down. It's got 20 feet now. I went down and checked it. You can, a dump truck can meet a school bus safely if you're both watching what you're doing in the rain.
Of course.
Bob, I've got a question. Can we put the vote on this to check on the legality of this?
I don't think there's an issue with looking at that. I didn't know as a group, as a commission, if how you wanted to approach this, if we wanted to take a vote on that condition, or if at this point you wanted the staff to...
If we took a vote on it, it's only an opinion of the commission at this time.
So if we take out some of the writing in 7, what would you propose to take out of that?
He's got highlighted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't ask the developer to do that. That'd be impossible.
I mean, could we, or should there be an inclusion of the county commission in that statement, working with...
The county commission doesn't enter into this thing until after the fact, because the project's not even approved yet, and they're not going to take sides on it one way or the other. Right. I can tell you about that.
Yep.
It has to be approved or disapproved. If it's disapproved, the county commission does nothing. Unless they feel the road needs upgraded or approved, then it becomes their problem. And at that point, they'll probably give you some kind of an answer if the project is approved.
So we're going to leave it with the developer would have to make the necessary upgrades to the road.
I think all of it would be left in there.
There's no way that the developer would be able to buy the right-of-way. People wouldn't do it.
What do you say, Ray? What do you say?
I think the developer should be responsible for building the road. He's the one that's brought the necessity to widen the road. I've always felt that way. I don't think it's right to ask the taxpayers to go develop a road for any development that's required. And we've done some of that in the past. Now, legal or not legal, it's never been challenged in the court.
You're correct
to my knowledge, but I know that there was an effort made on this one project north of here with the bridge. The project failed because of the economy. It didn't fail because they didn't reach an agreement.
I mean, I'm not the developer. I can't speak for them, but I'll say that they are committed to doing whatever they have to do to the road. I guess my personal quandary here is working within that existing 40-foot right-of-way or having to go past that to 50-foot. I mean, I think there's room there to drastically improve the road. I mean, that's my personal opinion. I'm not a road engineer, but and like I said, I can't speak for or necessarily on behalf of the developer, but officially on behalf of the developer, I should say. But
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's all right. Officially on behalf of the developer, but I will say that they have made comments to me that they understand, recognize that improvements have to be made, and they're willing to do that. They just need to know what they have to do, is what it boils down to.
I'd be willing to leave it up to the developer and the road and bridge to work out an agreement on the road and leave it up to Taney County Road and Bridge to decide.
And the project could not continue until that was in agreement.
Right.
The improvements agreed upon or
right.
The improvements
right.
Completed?
Yeah.
And probably the funding in place.
I don't know where that puts a lot of responsibility on road and bridge, but I don't know whether there's any give there or not, but I'd be willing to do that.
Randy, do you see any way to improve the 40-foot ride? Like Dave, I drove down through there, and I think a lot of improvements can be made on the width that it is now. Changes its line.
It's not necessarily the road width as it is in blind corners. Timberline French Road creates a hazard where you've got a curvy road as this. It doesn't have any steep grades. That makes it easier as far as the width portion of it. But safety is sight distance also.
Mm-hmm.
And when you increase the traffic, you increase the hazard. Yeah, two trucks can go down there and meet. If they're paying attention, 9 times out of 10, they're going to negotiate just fine.
Well, I'm not agreeing.
But there's always going to be that chance of hazards happening. And yes, there's going to need to be improvements. We can do improvements within 40 foot. Is it going to be enough? I don't know.
Went through the same thing, Randy, on Fruit Farm Road. Same difference. Blind curves, trees growing plumb out in the edges of the blacktop and everything. And it took a little diplomacy and a little doing, and they've got it.
Never improved.
It got it, well,
straightened out a little.
They've got it where everybody's using it now.
Yeah.
It improved some. Visibility improved.
The only improvement happened to it was just a better surface, but it was never actually widened or improved like it should have been within the existing right of way that was there. I worked on that.
So, I'm sure.
And it definitely, it needed.
It needs more.
The other thing that as you improve and smooth the road, traffic
speeds up.
Notoriously will speed up and increase the hazard in itself. The additional traffic creates a hazard in itself.
Randy, does
you primarily, it's a residential, also agricultural type area.
But on the other hand, everybody has equal rights if it's a county road,
exactly.
Too.
And, I agree that they probably should share the burden, but the hardest thing is you're going to have to go to homeowners if you need additional right-of-way and ask them, and if they're not willing, they may not be willing.
Does the commissioners have authority to... make any give on those standards if push comes to shove?
They could waiver from, they could make variances to it if they so choose. I mean, that's their, it would be up to them or their choice possibly.
I would suggest
that there's a reason for the road standards being adopted.
Sure.
Is to build a decent road so, and you can go right down this very road. Drive some of these developed areas, and I can show you good examples right in this various area that you could drive in there, and there's a reason for a road standards.
I agree.
When people go out and buy a lot and buy property, they expect to have a decent road to drive on, and you can see otherwise.
I believe in the road standards, but on the other hand, they're you know, are you going to punish the people at the end of the road just because they where they happen to live? They're taxpayers, too. I mean, we've been down this road. We've basked and forth. And
you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
If you back up from that, what are we going to do in the next project? Are we going to keep backing up? I mean, true, now, within a development itself, but we're trying to get to the development, make it safer for everybody involved in this project. And the public is well involved because it's going to be their area. They're going to be the ones that's driving through this additional traffic every day.
I don't know, but do you think we could get the commission to look at this with what Randy was just saying before
not
we
before
vote
somebody
on?
Says yay or nay, you don't. You can't before you say yay or nay.
We don't have it approved.
That's an unfair burden on them, and they can't do that.
Now the original language that the staff had was we initially had it including the possible acquisition of additional rights away along this corridor as required by the Taney County Commission, which leaves it somewhat more with the county commission. But I didn't know.
Like I said, we either approve the project and the county commission will get involved, or we turn it down and they're not involved at all. It's that simple.
Well, if we take that writing out and approve it, then it is leads it back to the commission.
Yep.
I make a motion to delete the highlighted area, including acquisition and additional right of way along the corridor. And I also make a motion to accept it as written.
I'll second that.
Second both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all in favor of having that line removed? Aye. We're removing the line from the... including...
I've got a question before you do that. So in this sense, you're wanting to put the burden
still shared.
If the studies and everything come back that we can improve this to a safe standard within the 40 foot, we're going to need to build it according to our road standards, which requires a 50 foot, 10 additional feet. Some places just 5 feet. That puts the burden to who?
It's a county road. It puts the burden on the county.
On the county. But it says, shall make necessary upgrades. So I don't know that it's not deleting them from the assistance, I wouldn't think. How do you read that, Bob?
I mean, my thought is they're still making necessary upgrades to the road surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're still part of that.
Well, I'd like to keep the developer making a commitment to the upgrade of the road. Yeah. However you want to word it, I don't care. But.
Yeah, we just need to be well, that.
It says the developer should make necessary upgrades to Sunset Road in compliance with the Taney County Road and Bridge Standards.
Right.
It's in there.
That's the way I read it.
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor of including the acquisition of additional right-of-way along the corridor.
But you want to bring it in compliance with Taney County Road Standards, that requires a 50-foot right-of-way.
But it may not be required to be safe if we can straighten it out a little bit and make some of those, like you said, adjustments of five feet. I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah. And this is not the only road in Taney County, Randy, that has a 40-foot right-of-way.
I know.
We need to upgrade them every chance we get. But sometimes you can't make everything just like we want it all at once, and it takes time. And some of these things are grandfathered in. You had a little road over at Branson, went by the cemetery there. They had 20 feet, and they was going to a motel to it one time. And there wasn't anything you could do.
Well,
sometimes, you know, you just have to do the best you can with what you got.
Well, in my understanding, 7, as you have it written, that if they're not able to develop that in compliance with the decisions of the Taney County Road and Bridge, that kills the project?
That's what it would look like.
The way I understand it. But all that does is delete them from having to
acquire additional right-of-way.
That puts you back in Road and Bridge to decide whether the project's going to go.
The county can do that, but it's hard
for the county can do it, but we can't.
We can't, and an individual can't hardly do it for the purpose of a development. But the county can, if it was needed to be there, they could go to court and get it at a fair market value, not whatever the landowner wants to ask.
And this is not the first situation that's come up, and it won't be the last.
No. But my opinion is it's not shouldn't be up to the developer since it is a county road. Now, he is required for the 50-foot easement and everything once he crosses the property line, but it needs to be a safe road into the project. And I think that Bob's got that fairly covered.
Okay, all those in favor excluding the highlighted area there. Say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
You're opposing?
No.
I'm opposed.
I am too.
1, 2, 3 opposing?
And 3, 4?
3, 4, so you have to break the tie. Congratulations.
You guys
did
two to
do. 4-3.
Let's have show of hands.
That's what I was thinking.
All those in favor of excluding that statement?
All in favor of excluding it?
Excluding it. Okay. No. Hold it.
That's not the way you voted.
That's taken out the highlighted area out of that. All those in favor of taking the highlighted out. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. All those opposed? 3 opposed. Take her out of there, Bob. Now we have a motion to accept it as written, correct?
And have been
seconded. And a second.
And a second. All those in favor, by raising your right hand.
So what we're doing?
You're in favor of accepting this development to go on. With that exclusion in there based on the staff recommendations. Let's have that vote again. All in favor? Two? Three? Opposed?
I don't like the way that's wrote at all. A little broken here, but
how do you want to change?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Taking that statement out of there, it still puts the burden on the developer to get the road standards there. What it does, it just took the burden to him to go try to knock on doors and get people that don't want to sell their property to sell it.
If the county needs to be involved at that point, so be it. But the developer still will be required to participate in any road standard upgrades.
If they have agreed to it, they will be held to that agreement.
Yeah, and this makes them agree to that, or it does not go further.
Yeah, but are we agreeing to the 40-foot or the 50-foot?
Well,
we're agreeing to let them, agreeing to turn it over to the county commission and the
Road and Bridge. To make it a safe road in. If they can do that by straightening it out a little bit or buying a little bit here and a little bit there, my opinion is that's
with
what
their involvement.
With their involvement.
There will be time for road upgrades because
they're not going to
build this thing overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but it should be done in conjunction with while the project is being completed.
Well,
if the project goes forward.
I've thought several different ways with this project, but the way, I understand you now that as long as they're involved, we need to go with the 50 foot where we need to. Is that right?
That's not our control now. We've taken that out of there. We've letting the developer work with the county road and bridge, which is the county commission.
Will you tell me what right we got to vote 50 or 40 foot when we didn't decide that to start with? Road and Bridge established that, and that's their responsibility to enforce it. We don't have any authority to vote one way or the other, or it's going to be 40 or 50 foot. The only one that could amend that would be the commissioners, in my opinion.
Ed, I don't think that we're amending anything or anything. This is grandfathered in. And I understand it. I agree. I like 50-foot right-of-ways. I like 60-foot right-of-ways. But the thing about this is that this is something that was presented to us as is, where is, and there it is. And if we hold the people that live behind this accountable, then you're penalizing them. So you got to decide who you're going to penalize, I guess.
In compliance with Taney County road and bridge standards, whether that's upgraded from the 40 foot or upgraded to 50 foot or left at 40, that's determined to make it a safe road.
They have the ability to make a variance.
Yeah. I would call for another vote on the acceptance.
All in favor of accepting this project as presented, raise your right hand. Four. All opposed? Three for and, or four for and three opposed. It passed, but it's got a long ways to go before it's ever constructed.
Not arguing that.
On the Something easier. JG Ranch Arena.
And on each of these, since this is the concept hearing, I've just put together some aerial photography, a map showing the location.
Yeah.
And we'll let the applicant explain what's proposed. What I'll do here is go to your site plan if the
am I up?
And I'll turn it over to you.
It's my intention to build an arena for equine or other events, and I need restrooms and showers for it, and then put some campsites, just about a half a dozen sites, which is what I can do without having to go to the DNR and having all that rigmarole to go through. Some people, you know, when you have an equine event, they bring their horse and they've got a trailer with a camper in it and they need water and power. I'm not going to hook up trailers to any sewer or anything. I'll just use a sewer for the restroom and shower house facility. It's for, you know, maybe perhaps our riding club can use it, or I could have bull rides, or just kind of an equine facility and a little campground with it. And we'll put some trails in so people can come out and trail ride and that kind of thing.
St. Jude's deal.
Your address says Kazemo.
Say that again.
And the St. Jude's deal, you're still going to have it up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, every year we have a benefit ride for the St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and a lot of people are bringing bigger rigs and stuff, so I thought it'd be nice to have some campsites for them.
Where do you come off of 160?
Frank Ray Road.
Right
there at Reed.
I lived at Kazee Mills for 40 years. I still don't know where Frank Ray Road is.
Frank Ray comes in right at the cell phone tower at Reuter.
It
runs through down to the Cedar Creek Pro Tem Road.
Okay, well, that's a long way from Kazee Mills, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, that's the post office. I mean,
they built a house last year in Reuter. Okay, I got you now. I kept thinking, where is Frank Ray Road around Kazee Mills? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to put the development across the road from where we live. That's our home place up there on the inside of that turn up high. And I was going to put the development across the road there.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant?
I'm good.
I guess we'll have the public hearing on it next week, or next month?
Yeah, next month.
Next month.
What day will that be?
And that will be, it will be on July 8th at 6 in the evening.
And this lady and gentleman will be out taking pictures and stuff, I'm sure.
Okay.
Might give them a horseback ride while they're out there.
We can do that. Oh, we've got a little short horse. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
You want somebody to call
Thank
you,
you.
And later. You know, I've never liked you, for the record.
Nobody else does either. Okay,
that was the reason we did this, like friends.
I don't know.
I don't think we made very many friends
Thanks,
tonight.
Thanks.
Okay. You must be the representative for Verizon.
And this is located at 3271 Ridgedale Road, and we've highlighted the location here, and basically right off of Highway 65. And I'll turn it over to the applicant at this point.
Yeah, another Verizon tower.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we talking about putting it?
That's okay. Out there by the...
we're on the site.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to speak on your behalf at this point, but basically this location here approximately.
That's by the truck stop, isn't it?
Just north of there. Just north of there. That's Highway 65 north and south there on the...
And he's got a...
Stop somewhere.
No, just south.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Just south of the truck stop.
If you want to go back to the...
14.
No, that's north of the truck stop.
Okay, no. Sorry, which right. one?
Yep. Okay. To the previous one.
Okay.
Okay. That's north of the truck stop.
A bit south of it.
Nope.
Well, it doesn't matter.
No, no, that is, but you can see it on the highway north
could,
of the truck.
Could be east of it.
No, it's north of it.
And this is sure looking Ryzen, from the south to the north.
You were here
yeah, that's
about a year ago, I think, for the tower. Wasn't it Verizon for the tower out there at Turner's property? Never yeah. did do anything with it, but there's, yeah. well, they got approved for that.
They were still wrestling that deal, I think. Huh? Yeah, they're still fighting that, I think.
That's the one that was already up.
Yeah, that they didn't own.
Remember?
Wanted it.
Yeah. Back to I wanted to take it over, but I don't think that happened.
I'm sure your company's familiar with all our regulations and everything on putting these towers up, and correct?
I'm sorry?
You know all our regulations and
yes.
stuff, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure somebody will ask this question. Is this 300-foot tower within, beyond the reach of reaching Highway 65 if it fell in a vertical? Is it 300 feet off the earth?
No. No, it's not. No.
I'm sure that question will be asked, and we'll have to explain why.
And the towers are designed that
yeah,
they...
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. So...
They don't fall.
Yeah, they don't fall on an access.
Yeah, I understand.
So, what I can assure the Planning Commission is that, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be facetious, but we're not going to ask the Planning Commission for any sort of financial contribution as opposed to the previous Veterans Victory Village. So,
don't bring that up anymore.
I'm sorry.
Past history.
But what we're proposing is the area in this location right here, is it'll be 100 feet by 100 feet lease area. And then inside that 100-foot lease area will be the 300-foot self-support cell tower.
Hmm. Okay. Any more questions for the gentleman?
That's Sullen's RV there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we approve a tower for you all out last year in that area, about the time after you bought Alltel out, didn't you all?
You know, unfortunately, I don't have that information.
One put at Big Cedar.
Is that Big Cedar? I don't know.
We did hear about one at Big Cedar. Looked like
Big Cedar was
going to
do that.
I thought that was
from
that Big Cedar.
Yeah, Big Cedar was going to try to do that.
They are putting up a monopine.
Yeah, monopine. We approved it.
Monopine.
Yeah, we did.
We approved that.
Yeah. It's a fairly small tower, though.
Yeah.
It's
75 feet. 90 feet.
Or
80 okay. foot or something
that,
like that.
80,
that Big Cedar approximate distance is, do you roughly know the...
And here's another question. The engineering is in place that this tower would not... A tornado
what,
or whatever.
What we would do is we go back to the tower manufacturer, and they will provide what they call as a fall zone letter, which will identify and outline that the tower does not collapse on the axis, that it collapses upon the weakness of the certain bracket. So a 300-foot tower doesn't come down on the axis. The stress point, and I can't speak to exactly where that stress point is. That's something the engineers will develop.
Yeah, I'd probably have more than one.
I'm sorry?
You'd probably have more than one. 300-foot tower with one stress.
There'll be at least
point.
One. Yeah, probably
that's where the point
two.
Comes to a point between each yeah. set of towers.
So, but we will provide the Planning Commission with that that certified letter.
Okay, that would be.
We'd like to see that before.
Yeah. In the past, they've had all of this and property insurance and all of
yeah.
stuff. They will have that in place.
At the very least, if we can't get it to you prior to the Planning Commission, I know that they'll definitely have it prior to building permit being issued. So, but I will go back to Verizon Wireless and ask to see if we can expedite it and have it.
It's probably already engineered in. They need to.
Yeah, so you got 3 weeks also.
Can we ask for a site plan as far as dimensions from, say, that existing building and the county roadway first and also the main highway? I mean, distances?
Here's the...
When you scale in your engineering.
Here's the lease area, the 100 feet by 100 feet. The distance between US 65
to that line right there. Now, obviously, you can't see that. I don't know, Bob, is
yeah,
that
a little
where,
bit.
Can you see it a little more? That's a 50-foot setback. So we're meeting the requirement.
50 feet from the road right away.
Correct.
And that's to the edge of the leased area.
That's
correct.
To the edge of the leased area. The actual tower itself, right. Because this is 100 feet by 100 feet, the tower legs are approximately about 30 feet in the triangle. So you've got an additional 20 to 25 feet from the actual first point of the tower leg to where the lease area starts, and then the additional 50 feet to the right of way. So we're beyond the 50 feet from the first leg.
Okay. Any more questions? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you Rodney?
No, I'm Frank Mancino.
Frank?
I'm gonna leave my business cards here for all the membership.
Don't call out for Rodney. He's over Frank.
Okay. Moving right along.
We do want that engineered stuff, though.
Okay.
And you got me. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, sounds good. And our last one is in His Precious Sight Daycare. And we've highlighted the proposed location of this daycare. And this is off of Curtis, which is off of Y Highway. Zoom in a little closer here. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here.
I've had a non-licensed daycare in the area for the past 6 years. Before that, I worked a teacher at Kazee Mills Head Start. I've lived in this area for most of my life, but here in Forsyth for the past 18-plus years. And I'm proposing where my two daughters and I are getting ready to move into this property, and I'm proposing that to open a licensed daycare at that spot. I've already started the licensing process with the Health and Senior Services. I've already had a visit from the child care specialist and from the fire marshal, and the landlord there is doing renovations on the house to help me in the process.
Okay. Any questions? Apparently not. Pretty cut and dry.
Well, I will have to abstain on this. This is my niece.
Okay.
But he promised to give me a hard time here, so.
Is that a circle drive?
Yes.
Okay. This may show it a little better.
It doesn't show on there, but yeah.
It's kind of underneath the trees.
The landlords, Rick and Lori Anderson, that live right across the street.
They've got I don't think it shows it in this one, but they've got a duplex they just built. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't show in the aerials, but it's been constructed since.
What is it?
It's a new...
A duplex here.
Oh. Okay.
Well, what's that other structure?
Is that little building on the side? Is that part
that's,
of it? Or?
No, that's part of. It's Rick's.
Just
he stores
his
stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to fence it? I guess.
Yes, we're in the process of finding out what it'll cost to fence in the back area.
So you're not the owner of the residence, right?
I'm not the owner of the residence.
It's Rick and Laura Anderson that own it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Patricia.
Okay.
you.
Thank you.
Old and new business, any tentative business?
I did have one little minor thing. I just wanted to ask the Planning Commission's opinion on this. We had a member of the Planning Commission that was misquoted in a recent newspaper article. They quoted the wrong person, essentially. And I didn't know what the commission felt like as a group. I wondered about the idea of making, even if it was just really simple, at a cardstock, little nameplates. But I didn't know what the commission thought about that as a group.
Can we get name tags, too?
We could.
Do we want them to know who we are?
I don't know.
I don't know. Willa, that's why I was asking.
Put one up here, Seth. Frank.
Willa, that was the reason I asked.
Vote.
I didn't know. But... And like I said, I thought about just doing something very simple.
That's not our job to make sure that
simple.
That's right.
Quotes are right.
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
I'll tell you what, we'll leave that up to you. If you want to make his name plate, make his name plate.
Do we have to participate in the cost of this project?
No.
And, hold on, now we have an agreement, buddy. Okay, if no further business, entertain some motion to adjourn.
I'd second.
All right, meeting adjourned.